Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. Talking here, Erevin 78, the idea about a ledge. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabba Bar Avuha, a wall between two chatzeros that is 19 tefachim high needs only one ledge to permit the top of the wall to the residents of that chatzer. And that ledge, this case is similar to a case in the Gemara. The ledge is effective only if a ladder has been attached. And the Gemara speaks of a ladder whose rungs are not four tefachim wide. In this case, however, the ledge projects from the middle of the wall so that it is within 10 tefachim of both the top of the wall and the ground. Rashi explains, here too, the ledge is effective only to render the top of the wall permissible to the chatzer. And then the notes also say, since the top of the wall is now easily accessible to the residents of the chatzer, they are permitted to transfer onto the wall. However, a wall with a height of 20 tefachim, the Gemara continues, requires two ledges to permit the top of the wall to the members of that chatzer. And Rav Chista said, this is true only if one positioned the two ledges not directly opposite one another so that a ladder can be leaned from one ledge to the other. The idea that I want to hold on to is the idea of talking about a ledge, talking about a little bit of a piece we could hold on to, a piece we could grab, something we could hold on to. Sometimes in our life, sometimes in our time on this earth, we're wondering what we could latch on to, what we could hold on to, what we could grab onto. We should realize that if there's any aspect of Torah learning, if there's any aspect that we adhere to and that pulls to us and that grabs us, that's what we should grab onto. That's what we should hold on to. If we have a love for something in Torah, of course, something in life, if you have a love for it, you should be pursuing it. You should use it as your passion. Maybe that's your mission and your purpose. So grab onto it, love it, hold it, use it. But especially within Torah, especially within our kaviyas for Torah, we're supposed to be kaviyas itim. Why would you break your back on something that you feel you're not good at? Something that doesn't connect to you? Something that doesn't feel like it works for you? If something is really hard for you, something is really difficult, something is really esoteric and really mind-boggling, why would you go to it? Why would you look at the Meseches Kinim or Meseches Midos or something, measurements that are so hard for you? But if you really feel a pull, like I, for example, feel a real pull to Pirkei Avos and Parsha and listening to Daf, so those things I try to hold on to, those things I try to latch on to. Just as the Gemara talks about a ledge, so too we should find our ledge in Torah, our ledge in our avoda, in our occupation, in our jobs. What is your ledge? Find in your life what could be your rock, what could be your basis, what could be your support, what could be that ledge that you could hold on to, you could grab onto, could be your life support that ties you to Torah, that ties you to this world. If there's an aspect of Torah that you love, I also love Navi, reading about the Haftorahs, reading about Nevi'im, reading about the characters in the Navi and the Tanakh are fascinating. If you have something that pulls to you that you reach out to, it could be your ledge, could be your stable, could be your anchor, and could be your kaviyas in Torah, especially within your avoda. What is your anchor in life? What do you find brings you such passion, such love? That should be your ledge in work, in life, and of course, find your ledge in Torah as well. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 79 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.